used to be that men were in most of the medical studies. Any results were applied to both genders. Disease doesn't always affect men and women the same way. That's why Dr. Molly Karn says there's been a push for gender-specific medicine.
We are recognizing that even though men and women are similar, I mean, we're all human, we're more like each other than we are like, you know, pigs or goats, but I think it's acknowledging that men and women are different.
Karns directs the Center for Women's Health Research at the UW-Madison. Recently, other researchers, those at Rush University, conducted studies on women and exercise. The Chicago cardiologist found that women's capacity for exercise is slightly lower than men's, and how much women can do declines faster with age than it does for men. Karn says the study's important in helping to determine how much exercise women need to do in order to ward off heart disease. But most of the women studied were white, so it may not reflect racial health differences.
Black women get their heart attacks at least a decade earlier than white women. Cardiovascular disease becomes the major cause of death in black women in their 30s.
Researchers at Rush University Medical Center devised a first-ever chart to tell women of various ages how much they should work out to ward off disease. The study found that those who couldn't work out at 85% of the recommended level had twice the risk for serious heart problems and death. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.